Well, I can't say it enough. I mean, what a great team win. We came out, you know, after last week's tough loss, and we knew we had to change our attitude and have our mind right for this one. And we talked about not turning one loss into two. And we knew that, you know, ever since the beginning of the summer, everyone's been counting us out and probably counting us out of this game. And we know what kind of personnel we have and what kind of players we have. And we came out, and Coach Musgrave came up with a brilliant game plan, and all we had to do was execute and finish. And those are the two words we always talk about that Coach Frazier always brings up. And we believed that we could do it, and we did it. The good thing about the NFL is we'll enjoy this one, but it's only the third game of the year, and we got 13 more.
Hesitation to go for it on fourth down on that opening drive?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we stayed out there, assuming that we would go for it, and we did. I think that set the tone for the whole game, and I think that was a 16-play drive to begin the game, and we talked about starting fast, and we started fast.
More pressure on that touchdown pass there than you were expecting when they came in?
Yeah. We had always seen them on film as defensive ends crashing down, and for some reason, I guess he assumed that the naked was going to come. He didn't crash down, and came up field, and fortunately, Kyle was wide open, so it worked out well.
What point there did you find Kyle? At what point on your rollout there did you find
I was like, I was kept backing up, trying to find him, and then he just popped. So I just put air on the ball and let him go get it. So
second touchdown pass to him, he wasn't really open.
Yeah.
So just kind of.
Well, it was cover zero. They were bringing all pressure, and it was one-on-one. It was a mismatch with him on a linebacker. And so I gave ground, and I knew that for him, I mean, that's a mismatch. And before we even came out of the break, I didn't have time, so I just put it up. And it was a little short, and he made a heck of a play. I mean, that was an unbelievable play for him. And, that was a big score for us.
When you're in the red zone, do you feel like you have a matchup advantage with him against anyone?
I think anywhere on the field we have a mismatch with him. And that goes to, I mean, between Percy and Adrian and Kyle and I mean, our personnel is awesome, and we have a lot of good players. So we're gonna create mismatches on anybody wherever we're at. So.
Did you talk about the one you pulled down on and got in?
You know, it was kind of like a little quirky play that we were trying to run, and you know, try to pump Percy on a screen and throw it over the top, and they played it. I mean, linebacker made a smart play, and he played it, and. I knew it was man coverage, so I just pulled it down and ran with it. And you know, I thought it felt like a lot longer than 23 yards, but I'll take it.
Christian, can you talk about how the game appears to be coming to you more than you going to Ed?
Yeah, I, you know, that's a big thing from last year to this year. Number one, the game's slowing down for me. And you know, the more plays I get and the more film I watch, it slows down. And I just feel so much more comfortable in what I'm doing. And then it helps when the players around you are playing so well. I can't speak enough about our offensive line, you know, to dominate the best front seven in the NFL, and you know, between Adrian and our running game and Toby and Kyle and John Carlson and Red Ellison and all our receivers. I mean, you know, I'm not going to force things downfield when I can throw it short to one of those guys. They can make a big play downfield. I mean, that's what we're going to do. So. I mean, it's big, obviously. You know, and I think more for people outside this organization than us. I mean, we're already confident what we can do, and I think we're just going to show people outside that you know what kind of team we have. And you know, every year our goal is to go win a Super Bowl, and we assume that we're confident that we will always have that ability, and that's how every team is. I mean, everyone thinks they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, but we know that we're a good team. And again, this is just the third game, and we haven't won the Super Bowl. There's 13 games left, and you know, we're not declaring ourselves champions of anything.
Christian, how much of a luxury is it when you have a guy like Percy, where you know if you get the ball in his hands, he's probably going to make a play for you?
Yeah, it's huge. And again, I mean, when you could throw a little short bubble route or a swing to him, and he gets 15, 20 yards on it pretty much every time, I mean, it's something that you can just rely on, and that's a big part of this offense. And also in the running game, I mean, when you start seeing, you know, San Francisco start doubling him, I mean, you're taking away a defender on the run game when they're worried about Percy Harvin. And he's such a big part of this offense. And we're going to keep giving the ball, and he's going to keep making plays for the rest of the season.
What was the most important thing for you to do against that defense?
What was the most important thing for me to do? Well, obviously we knew that turnovers were big for them. They were number one in turnovers last year. And so just to play smart, not force anything. And that's going to be the key for the whole year. You know, big plays are going to come to us, but we're not going to force anything. We're going to keep the ball in our hands and play smart.
Is this your best game as a pro?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, that's probably what people will say. I mean, So I think it's the biggest win for sure. I guess a very good opponent, but you know, again, it makes it easier when the guys around me are making plays. And I think the biggest thing for us is we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot today. And I think we had one penalty, and that was the difference between this week and last week. But as a team, we're very close, and we're getting better. And for me, I mean, I just got to progress week to week. So.
Do you think your ability to scramble took away some of the aggressiveness from their defense?
I know that it probably makes it tougher on the defensive line. I mean, I think it's a big part of my game. And, you know, when our receivers can't get open, if I buy some extra time, I mean, eventually they're going to get open. They're going to beat the defensive backs. And that happened a couple plays today. So.
Can you talk about your touchdown run and when you started thinking end zone on it?
I mean, right when I took it down, I saw it was a big running lane. And figured that if my white legs are fast enough, maybe I'd get there. And I got there, so it was good.
Before the half of not only getting the block field goal, but going down really quickly and turning
it into... It was huge. You know, we kept 3 points off the board for them, and we came down, and Blair Walsh kicked down. It was a long field goal for sure, 52. And, yeah, 52 yards for us to – I mean, that's a six-point swing, and that kept the momentum on our side, and we finished that first half strong. And we came out in the second half, probably we played a little slower, but the defense hung in there and played extremely well, and probably played their best game of the year so far.
When you say it's a confidence builder for people outside, more outside the organization, you mean like the fans?
I think for the fans. I mean, obviously, I think probably a lot of people handled the loss last week pretty tough. I mean, obviously, we did too. I mean, we don't want to lose games. But, again, I think it goes back to, our expectations internally are that we're going to go out and be competitive in the NFC North and make playoffs and compete for a Super Bowl. And, looking back on all the preseason picks, I mean, we were dead last in the NFC North. So, again, we're confident what we can do. So.
Those games with the defense created a lot of momentum for you guys.
Yeah, they did. I mean, especially that second half, and we weren't really moving the ball that well. They created turnovers. They stopped them on big plays, especially on the opening of the second half when they took that big kickoff return back and held them to a field goal. I mean, that's huge. They played extremely well. They made plays when they were supposed to. And, again, I mean, it was a team win for sure.
What's the return of Simpson going to do for this offense?
Obviously, he's a great player, and we're going to find ways to use him and get the ball to him. So we're excited he'll be back for this game. So.
He was throwing short passes today to your offense.
We're going to keep taking what they give us. And they give us the underneath stuff. That's fine. I checked the ball down to Adrian a couple of times. He made big plays with it. And we're not going to force anything downfield when we don't have to.
Time for a couple more. How tough did you come across with the replacement officials, not knowing what to expect from them? And, I mean, that fourth quarter was mass confusion.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much they can say. They're trying, and they're doing the best they can. And, something we can't control, so we can't worry about it. And, a win makes it all better. So.
Is there a frustration, though? I mean, you're supposed to be playing in the best league in the world, and you got guys that have no idea what they're doing at times.
It's only frustrating if you let it make you frustrated. And we talked about it. I mean, we're just going to stay focused on what we're doing on the field. And if you worry about what you can't control, then it's taken away from how you can play. So.
In the final minutes of the half, how confident are you guys that if you get the ball, you're going to end up with points? Because right now it looks like you're moving.
We try to have confidence in every time that we get the ball, we're going to get points. And I think we're executing the two-minute offense very well this year, something we've worked on in the OTAs and everything. And it's just a mindset that when we get the ball, we have that attitude that we want to go score every time.
Chris, can you take us through the touchdown, whether, how many reads you made or whether you went because you saw an opening or because you felt pressure?
It was kind of a two-man route, and they took away both of them. So, and I knew it was man coverage, and just kind of felt a lane and just ran. Forrest, run, Forrest, run. Apparently this was like the first I wasn't saying that. The first rushing touchdown against the 49ers, so happened to be me, so whatever. Thanks, guys.